Bug Hall has just walked in the studio.
Bug,
hey there,
how
sir.
Are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
You're here to celebrate the good panda news that we just shared with everybody, correct?
I am. You know, they can't seem to breed on their own, so, you know, let them go. That's what I say.
Absolutely.
Okay, wait
true.
A minute. Did you just throw out the first pitch at the Sox game?
I did.
No way. Did
Look
you
at
really?
He's yeah. wearing all Sox regalia.
That's fantastic.
It was so much fun. It was like that, a dream come true.
We'll talk. There's a reason you're here, obviously, but we're both in awe of this. How did this come to be?
I'm a baseball fan, and Discovery knew that, so they wanted to treat me to a nice day. You know, they set it up.
Did you get it over the plate?
I did. Straight over the plate.
Awesome.
But here's the problem. They said aim at the guy's head so that you don't, you know, shoot it too low.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Something that happens often.
Right.
They didn't tell me that the catcher was 6'8", so it was a little high. It was a little high.
Better high than not making it over the plate.
That's what I say.
You know, the White Sox, all teams now are at 40-man rosters. They could sign you to a short-term deal. That wouldn't
I asked
be the worst
if they
thing.
Needed a pitcher for the game. They said they had it covered. Yeah.
I don't know that they do, by the way.
No.
It's not been their best season.
Did you practice a lot before you – when did you find out? Did you have time to practice?
I really hadn't thrown a ball since I was, like, 10 years old.
Oh, no.
So I had, like, 30 minutes of, like, throwing the ball. But I got it.
Oh, awesome. That's excellent. Good yeah. for you. Good yeah. for you.
Big fan of motorcycles when you were a little kid, too, or in your teenage years.
Yep. I rode for pretty much my whole life until a few years ago. I decided to be a grown-up and learn how to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
I've loved motorcycles my whole life.
So how ironic is it that you're now on a show called Harley and the Davidsons?
Well,
that fit out nicely, didn't
not,
it?
Not that ironic, because I begged.
Oh,
when
you
I,
did.
When I heard there was motorcycles involved, I was like, guys, come on. Like, I've been working as a writer for a little while and kind of in what I call my mini retirement. And my agent sent this project to taunt me back to work.
Yeah,
and it worked.
It worked. Good.
All right. So it's the new Discovery series, Harley and the Davidson. I believe Davidson's. Did it debut last night? It definitely debuted over the weekend. Yes,
yep.
Last night.
Yeah, the first episode was last night, and they dealt with really the foundation of the company and the motordromes and all the early racing when there was no regulations.
Yeah.
So tonight really deals with how they evolve out of that, how the company stays relevant when motorcycle racing is on the decline.
And in what form is this shown, Bug? Is this a documentary? Is this a drama? How are we seeing the story?
It's a scripted drama.
It
you
is.
Know, so it's something you'd see on on any of the networks that are doing really edgy, cool stuff.
Yeah.
That's what was most appealing about it to me was seeing this story so historically accurate, and yet done with so much heart and so much soul.
Nice.
When you're into motorcycles, I don't have one, but I always wanted one, and I have been a passenger on one enough to already have a couple of burn scars on the back of my
nice. Muffler
ankle.
Scars?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Good girl.
And I had an old boyfriend who bought a Honda motorcycle, because you can't afford a Harley-Davidson when
my
you're young.
My first bike was a Honda, and they're great bikes.
But he hollowed out the exhaust pipe so it would make that noise that a Harley
sure,
makes. Not the
sure.
same thing as right. a Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
I had, was it a Shadow?
Yes, it was a Honda
that was,
Shadow.
That was my first bike. That's what got me into bikes. and I actually had a scar for a long time from the muffler on that one. So we're like twinsies.
I know. Left leg?
Mine was the right.
Bug, what's wrong with these people riding without a helmet? You see the aftermath of people who crash. You always wear a helmet, don't you?
Harley riders don't really wear a helmet typically, do they?
In California, it's the law.
Yeah, right.
And I grew up riding out there a lot, so I did. When I was in Texas, sometimes
you'd forget the helmet.
You know, if it was like you're running out of the house
yeah.
and you're like going to the grocery store, I don't know.
I wear a helmet when I walk. Not
That's
even when
a
I
whole
a motorcycle.
Different story.
I just
My
like
doctor
to be
makes
safe.
Me wear one too.
I don't feel quite as bad.
See, that's another reason that it's tough to get a motorcycle because I would not want to wear a helmet.
You know, it's when I lived in L.A., and don't tell anybody, but mm-hmm. when I lived in L.A., I lived way up in the mountains, and as soon as I hit a certain point where it was like wide open and there was going to be nobody for miles, I'd take the helmet off and I'd put it around my elbow and just cruise. You know, safety, I understand safety, right? But
and it's usually the other drivers, not the actual rider.
Almost all my accidents, I've been in 16 accidents, and they were
What?
All, yeah, they were
Have
almost
you
all,
really?
Yeah, 24 broken bones. Yeah. They were almost always someone else's fault. But you got to realize, though, statistically, since I rode every day of my life and I've got almost a million miles logged,
yeah.
I just had a much higher statistic.
But then after these accidents, were you a little bit apprehensive of getting back on after one of the worst of the accidents?
My first one, yeah. I broke 17 bones in my first one.
Oh, no.
And I don't remember that there was ever a moment where I was, like, thinking about it. But when I got on the bike for the first time after, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 months or whatever it was,
yeah.
I was shaking a bit, and I realized, you know, look, four wheels move the body, two moves the soul, right? I love bikes.
Yeah.
And I knew that that was the moment when the decision would be made, right? Where I either kept riding or was the guy that just never did it again because of the one accident. So I went and had a few more and got comfortable with wrecking.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm telling you, there is nothing more beautiful on two wheels than a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Just the chrome, the colors. Absolutely beautiful. It's the highly anticipated mini-series Harley and the Davidsons, premiered last night. There are
three two-hour episodes.
2 hours.
So it's 6 hours altogether. So we have tonight and then tomorrow night. And, you know, it's so cool because it's multiple slices of Americana, right? You've got 36 years being covered. So we you know, next episode we've got World War One is a big issue.
Yeah.
By the third episode, we're dealing with the Great Depression.
Yeah.
It's funny because a lot of shows have to find the bad guys, right? You got to really got to cram the bad guys in there. History, time is the greatest adversary, right?
Yeah.
And so you watch this company just fighting one adversary after another, and a lot of times it's just circumstances.
Yep.
What was the year it originated, Harley Davidson?
Well, 1903.
Look at that.
But they were at it a little earlier than that. 1901, they had a prototype that they had hodgepodged together.
Was it ever their goal to be the coolest of the motorcycles? Was that ever on purpose?
Sure.
It was.
Look, as men, we're always trying to be the coolest
at
whatever it is that we do, right?
Yeah.
But they also, you know, what was great about their company having all the, you know, the three minds of the founders is that they all had a stronger perspective in one little area or another. So Bill Harley, who was a genius, by the way,
mm-hmm.
You know, his was the engineering mind. So he's the guy that came up with the butterfly valve and the V-twin. And for him, it was always about pushing the limits of what man can create.
Yeah.
Arthur was the salesman. So for
and
him,
that's you? That's yep, what you play.
Arthur Davidson. He was the salesman. He was the one that... For him, it was all about the longevity of the company and can this thing actually sustain our families. And Walter was definitely the guy that was like, yeah, but everyone's doing this, like, you know, really coolly.
Right.
And we should be cool, too. And I think it was that balance that made Harley-Davidson so different, so unique, and really the legend that it is today.
All right. You have to watch it. Discovery Channel is where you find it. Go to discovery.com to find out. I'm sure they will re-air it. I have it DVR'd, so watch it. Pug Hall, we'll continue talking to him. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
I got bugs. I got bugs in my room. Bugs in my bed.
Little Pearl Jam tribute to bugs. I
yes.
know it's bugs as opposed to bug, but the closest we could get.
Bug, it's a kind of curious name. I'm sure you've thought about this. I don't know that I've ever met anybody with a name even close to yours. Where did it come from?
So the exact story is a bit of a mystery to me, but I can say this. It is a nickname. When I went into kindergarten, I didn't know it was a nickname.
Oh.
And I was introduced as my legal name, and I went into like full freakout mode because I was like, what? You can't just change my name without telling me. And I, you know, as a kid, like, you're trying to figure things out as fast as possible. So I was like, wait, did everybody have a different name before school? Is this, like, standard? Am I just supposed to be okay with this? And that was the moment that I think I emotionally was like, it's going to be Bug forever.
Yeah.
And it has been.
Real name?
It's a great name.
What's that?
Real name?
Real name is Brandon. For a little while longer. I just got engaged recently.
Oh, and, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm legally changing it to Bug.
So
good for you.
When you're up on, I don't know if you're going to do it in a church or a synagogue or wherever, but will they say Bug or will they say Brandon during the vows?
They'll say Bug.
They will say Bug.
That's why I'm getting illegally changed.
Excellent. That's good news. A couple months ago, and you may have already seen this, there's a thing on the internet that I see almost every day, and it's 21 child actors and how great they've turned out. And what they show is they show kids from long, long, long ago, and then the aftermath is they're handsome or they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Your face is the one that they use as the thing to reel
as
you
the
in.
The clickbait
yeah,
photo.
Yeah, the
clickbait photo. That's great.
Yeah.
There's another clickbait that is 21 child actors who you didn't know are dead.
Oh.
And
oh.
I'm the clickbait on that one, too.
Oh, so. That's so sad.
We have
but
got
I'm here.
We have got to talk to you about that because Bill brings this up all the time. And I said, how can they do that? Whose picture did they show the other
John
day?
John Goodman the other day.
Yeah.
And said, you didn't know this guy died, but he did. And it's a picture of John Goodman, and he's not dead
no.
at all.
Can't
no.
you sue the internet? Who do you sue?
Yeah, the internet's hard to sue. I've
great
tried
liars.
And failed. I tried to fight the internet once, just ended up with a black eye and nothing from it. So
that's no fair.
Yeah.
I'm sure that to you, the Little Rascals movie is a million miles away, and you've done plenty of things since then. But for many of us, myself included, that was a magical movie to go back and do the Little Rascals.
It's always actually right close to my heart. I love that movie so much. It was on TV a little while back, and I sat down and watched it again. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and for so many people, especially guys around my age, it's really nostalgic.
Yeah.
And nostalgia is such a powerful thing to... To be part of people's nostalgia is just something special.
When you made it, did you go back and watch any of the old Little Rascals or Our Gang? Did you played Alfalfa, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you watch Carl Schweitzer's work and get to know what he was doing?
I actually grew up watching them.
You did.
My mom had a daycare, and we had stacks of VHS tapes, and it was all like Shirley Temple, the original Little Rascals,
yeah.
and I think we had The Sound of Music. Like, that was like it. So... that's pretty much all I grew up watching, which I think probably gave me the edge. And
yeah, maybe.
That's why I got it.
Which is weird, because when we were growing up, that's pretty much all that was out there. You had Disney stuff. You could have gone another way, but no.
My mom was just all
the
about...
the classics.
Yeah, all about the classics.
I love Daryl Hannah, and she was in the movie. You did a scene with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Was she as nice in real life as I hope she was?
She really was. Okay. Yeah, she really
selfish
was.
Selfish question.
Yeah, very selfish question.
No, she was a sweetheart. She loved being there, I think, with the kids. You know, she was always kneeling down and talking to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, really
they
sweet.
Really, you know, they did a great job, and you know this because you're in it and you've seen it 1,000 times. They did a good job of capturing the flavor of long ago. They could have... updated it and made it a whole new thing, but they didn't. They really paid a nice homage to the old films.
Yeah, so that was two-handed, I think. Penelope Spheeres, who directed it, you know, she's a comedy genius. She did Wayne's World, and she's just brilliant. She had this way of like empowering the kids to just kind of be themselves. And Spielberg, I think, set the foundation with that because the original Little Rascals, they kind of yanked off the street. They were just kids, right? They weren't actors.
Right.
And that was the one stipulation as a producer that Spielberg laid down was... he didn't want anyone with acting experience. And so they went around all over the country, and they found kids from all over the place who had no experience. And so it was really kids just being charming kids.
That's so cute.
You know, they never get credit for this, but they should. It's the first time that I can think of that it was kids of various cultures all kind of playing together as equals. Like, if you look at other things of that era, you didn't really get that kind of flavor. But with Little Rascals, they pulled that off beautifully.
You know... yeah, so that there's that. When I was younger, I heard a lot of push about, oh, the old Rascals is racist, and that's why you can't watch it anymore. And I've watched them since, and it's sad to see that sort of being pushed because they were just kids playing with each other.
Right.
There was never, no one ever pointed out anyone's race in it.
Right.
They were just kids being whoever they were and playing together.
Yeah. They didn't even make fun of Froggy's voice. We
no.
all did
that's
watching
right.
it.
We did watching it. Right. Yeah.
All right, so when's the wedding coming up? Is it soon?
February 11th, 158 days.
Oh, my God, you are so cute.
Ask Kevin, our producer, how many days till his wedding. Because it's in a few weeks.
How long, Kevin?
He doesn't know.
It's like 15 days.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like?
No way.
It's the 23rd, so yeah, it's right there.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. That's awesome.
But you know, to the hour, Kevin's like, it's like 3 weeks or a few months. I don't know. It's coming up. It's
it can't happen quick enough. I'm counting them down.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, very
and
nice.
And Kevin was saying, you know, he just can't wait at this point for the wedding to happen because all the planning that goes into it.
Yeah.
I know the bride usually does most of it, but we grab you guys along by the hand and make you go. So he's just ready to just have the wedding. Are you ready right now?
I'm so ready. I learned the trick with the planning too, because I'm indifferent to pretty much all of the details.
Yeah.
But when she says, what do you think? And she holds two things up. It's because she's not really sure, but she's leaning towards one.
Yes.
So the goal is to figure out which one she's leaning for. Watch her eyes. Watch which one she's like pushing forward a little bit. And that's the one you pick. And if you pick the wrong one, because one of them's wrong. Anytime they say which one do you like, it's one of them's wrong.
Yeah.
Then you go, well, you know what? Actually, oh, I'm so bad at this. No, it's definitely the other one. If she goes, this one? Then you go, no, no.
The other one.
No, I meant the other one. It's that simple.
Some great wedding
business?
Advice.
What's that?
Is she also in show business?
No, she's not.
She's not. Is that better for you?
You know, I had that rule when I was younger, but...
Yeah.
it didn't really play into anything. If she had been in the show business, I would have chased her. I would have chased her anywhere. Yeah. So.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's going to be great. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. And on your Instagram, talk about a good marriage is what? You said a beautiful thing about a good marriage.
I don't remember specifically what I posted, but
how about is just a fulfilled friendship?
It's a fulfilled friendship. Yeah. You know, look, with your friends, the goal is kind of always to like just be there for them. You know what I mean? It's rarely with friends. It's rarely ever this like emotional thing so much as it's just like an act of the will, right? It's like these are my friends, and whatever we go through, we're going through. And then people don't do that with marriages sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, the emotions are gone. I don't know. Hang it up. You know, so it's a weird thing to suddenly think it should be something completely different when you're just friends. It's just fulfilled into a different state.
I like to say it's a slumber party that doesn't have to end because the parent doesn't have to come the next morning to pick them up.
That's right. Pillow fights for days.
Bug, so cool to meet you. The show, again, is on tonight and tomorrow night. It's Harley and the Davidsons. But if you haven't seen the first part, don't worry. There's plenty of ways to see it on demand, right?
That's right. Yeah?
All right.
Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel, obviously. Yeah. Discovery.com for more information. Good luck with the wedding and everything else.
Thank you. Thanks for
having
me.
Great to meet you.
Thanks.
A quick break and then some news. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.